Commercial construction projects rely on a lot of federal, state, and local funding that's tied to using minority and women-owned businesses. The Department of Transportation distributes billions of dollars to fund construction across the nation. But it's sometimes hard to find those minority subcontractors. One large company in Middle Georgia is taking matters into its own hands by starting a program to teach minority business owners how to manage large-scale projects. Mercer University student Avery Braxton has the story.
Yeah, just bring 12.
Patrick Turner wipes a bead of sweat from his brow, carefully eyes a meticulously notched plank of wood, and pulls the trigger on his nail gun. The owner of Turner Handyman Services in Macon pauses to admire his work.
We do a little bit of all types of home renovations, plumbing, electrical, drywall, painting, decks, add-ons, you know, just whatever comes about, we'll try it.
Today, he's building a deck in North Macon. Turner's only had a business license for 2 years, but he's been working on a residential level on projects like this for over 20. A new initiative in Middle Georgia is helping him get to a more commercial level. In February, Sheridan Construction, one of the largest commercial construction companies in Middle Georgia, built a RISE program to help address a shortage of minority subcontractors prepared to handle commercial projects. Ronnie Williams is Sheridan's CEO. He says the program is as much about helping Macon and minority businesses as it is about strengthening his own company.
We know the makeup of Bibb County, it's heavily minority, and they should get a portion of the work. But if they don't know how to run their business professionally, they're not going to get portion of the work. So we felt this is the best way to do that.
The RISE program teaches minority contractors the basics of running a business. Think of it like a contractor's academy. Some smaller companies are masters of their crafts, but novices when it comes to the business side of things. Sheridan Construction reached out to Alex Habersham, owner of the Macon Black Pages, to find contractors that were willing to learn and prepared to use the academy's teaching.
Economic development is the key that drives a lot of other discipline. So the better that these businesses do, then the better the community does. There's an old saying that says a rising tide raises the whole ship.
I loved this project.
Linda Brennan of consulting company Quest Group helped prepare a curriculum for RISE. For 6 months, Brennan and instructors brought in by Sheridan taught contractors the basics, from interacting with customers professionally to bidding on a construction project to getting a hold of necessities like insurance and workers' compensation.
Working on a commercial job site is so different than, being a homeowner's handyman. And so a big part of the education was helping them translate from one context to the other.
Participants gained feedback from speakers and even interacted with other contractors on Sheridan's $44 million commercial project at Mercer University. Patrick Turner, the small contractor, says the experience was invaluable.
Just being able to go out and be able to look at certain types of jobs and know how to go about bidding on them and things like that, and how to talk to people, about what it is they want.
Sheridan Construction's Ronnie Williams says keeping in contact afterwards is where the real work begins.
This is a very long-term project, and we tell each one of them, when you have a problem on any job, come to us. We got to be there to support them from now on.
10 businesses participated in the first class of RISE participants. 7 graduated in July. It's still a little early to tell whether the classes will result in minority contractors landing more commercial jobs, but Sheridan organizers are optimistic. They plan on having another class in the spring. For the Mercer Center for Collaborative Journalism, I'm Avery Braxton.